It's 12 minutes past seven. Welcome to BBC Essex Breakfast. Ian Wyatt here till 10. And I'm so excited about this because I've been hearing about this story for some time now, quite a few months. And we can finally get to the end of the story. A keen explorer from Brightlingsea is completing the final day of a mammoth challenge, walking around the entire British coastline. Yes, travelling the entire British coastline on foot. Lindsay Bell started the challenge back in March and she will cross the line in Greenwich today. And she joins me now. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Hang on a minute. Since when was Greenwich on the coast? Why are you finishing in Greenwich?
Because I'm not allowed to take any ferries, so that's taken me up many of our estuaries.
Good
along
grief.
Our coastline.
Yes. So you've been coming inland as well as sticking to the coast.
Yes, yeah, I literally have followed our coastline and even up, yeah, many, many estuaries. Well, it's now 6,178 miles, I think it will be today. Oh. Yeah, 237 marathons, it's the equivalent of. it's a lot of walking.
That is a lot of walking because, I mean, today, you started in March, so today marks how many days of walking?
So today, I would have walked for 298 days. I get a bit emotional with nature and so many beautiful people that have done nothing but greeted me with kindness every single day.
Lindsay.
Yeah, we've raised over £13,000 now for Mind, which supports people with their mental health, and for National Trails UK, who look after over 6,000 miles of our trails, natural trails, for us to roam free and be liberated and feel fantastic about ourselves with.
I'm absolutely blown away by this. I totally, totally am. Have you had any days off in the last 298?
I have, yeah. So I gave myself 3 days, rest days, every single month. And I literally did. I lay horizontal and do not move, really. And I feed my face with lots of lovely food.
Well, I hope there'll be plenty of that
Christmas,
to come.
I am home for Christmas, so I will definitely be feeding my face a lot of lovely food.
How has it been on your body, on your feet? What sort of toll has it taken?
I think for my body, crazily, it's unlocked 7 different levels of mental and physical and emotional strength, levels that I didn't even know existed throughout this journey. I mean, there have been some days where you feel like your legs have been sprayed with concrete and you're carrying that concrete. But mentally, because of nature and because of this entire experience and being immersed with nature for up to 14 hours a day, that gives me the mental strength along with why I'm doing this, just to keep moving. And my body's played ball. It's gone all right. Yep, yeah, let's keep grooving. Let's keep moving.
I'm impressed, Lindsay. How would you, I mean, I don't know whether this is possible, but how would you kind of pick a favourite, a highlight? What's some of the best places that you've seen on this walk?
For me personally, the West Highlands of Scotland were truly remarkable, because they are where nature is thriving. We are not there. There's very few people in the West Highlands of Scotland, and where there are people, they are beautiful little communities that are all helping each other. But it's where nature is thriving. So for me, I felt very, very happy. There is a solitude and deep connection that you feel when it's just you and nature. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I mean, you mentioned Mind and wanting to raise money for Mind and National Trails UK, but I mean, this is pretty extreme. I mean, why on earth did you decide that this was even a possibility, Lindsay?
I think one, I know myself, so I visualized, I mapped this out over 5 days, and for me, doing this, being with nature, makes me personally feel like a superhero. It's helped me face, deal, and make decisions in my life that I perhaps never ever would have made if I hadn't had time with nature. And I have seen people that I love that have suffered from addiction, depression, that when they're out with nature, it allows them to just stop, connect, pause, be at peace, and feel happier, and feel better. So, I mean, who doesn't want that in life? It's completely and utterly free. And for most of us, within 10 miles, we can be with nature. So I ask and urge anyone to go outdoors and just be with it for a little while. Yeah.
It makes such a difference, doesn't it? It certainly does to me.
It does.
You know, if I'm going through a bit of a patch, just a walk, just for half an hour if you can, just get out there and smell the fresh air, look at the plants, listen to the birds. It just does something for me. And I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but it kind of makes a big difference. And you must have felt, you know, being at one with nature for such a lot of the year, you must have seen life in a different kind of way.
Do you know? Yes, I have. I guess it's given me the opportunity to reflect on how we are currently living. Because I think sometimes we've overcomplicated life, and we have surrounded ourselves by things that we have manufactured, which has naturally disconnected us from the natural world. And we as beings, we are all connected and with our natural world. So we need to be immersed. We need to spend time with nature because it helps us become kinder, compassionate, conscious human beings.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned that Greenwich will be the ultimate finish line. I'm not. Is it today you're in Greenwich, or is that next week? Are you more local today?
No, that's today.
Oh, it is at Greenwich, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so, how did
exactly
Essex fare then? How did Essex compare to the rest of the country that you've seen when you've been, you know, walking our section of the coastline that we're very proud of here? How do we fare to what the rest that you've seen?
We fare brilliantly, and I think Essex gets a bad rap. I'm being an Essex girl, born in Chelmsford, I grew up in Braintree, and then I moved to Brightlingsea, and I've spent much of my life living there. It's coastline. You walk up and down estuaries, and when that sun comes out and it slides across the mud flats and all the different birds, the oyster catchers, they're all bumbling around, flying through the sky. It's a beautiful part of our coastline. So if you live in Essex, you can literally within a few miles. Well, I had one of my cousins join me and she said, I've never walked this section, Lens. How have I never walked this? So I've loved the fact that it has managed to get even my own family out walking in nature using my live beacon on my website to get people out for just a mile, if not more, and help them discover their natural landscapes around them.
So what's on the agenda for next year then, dare I ask?
Don't, because I'm getting excited about it already. I'm going to take a couple of months just to, I said, I feel like a walking memory stick today. And I'm kind of, everything is downloading onto my Lindsay hard drive. Everything, every moment, every memory is flashing through my mind. So I'm going to take a couple of months just to decompress and absorb everything I've learned in the hopes that I can pass that on to many others before I then commence my next challenge. I won't say what that is, but it does involve hiking through four incredible countries with extreme climate changes. So It will be a good one, and you'll be able to follow my live beacon again. And if you are and want to, you can come and join. Yeah.
Well,
here
will
we
you
go.
Keep us posted?
There's a little
Lindsay.
Taster, Ian. Little
Thank
taster.
You. Thank you. It's been an absolute joy to chat again today and to hear about your incredible mission. Over £13,000 raised for those good causes. What an experience. Thank you so much. Lindsay Bell is from Brightlingsea. Oh, I just quickly wanted to
Thank
ask Lindsay,
so much,
will this be some kind of record? I mean, has anybody ever done what you've done before? Can I just quickly ask?
Lots of people have walked around Great Britain, but I applied for the Guinness World Records in 2023 to become the first person to hike around Great Britain not using any ferries and only crossing bridges or foot tunnels if it is a public right of way. So I will be setting a new Guinness World Record, potentially more, but watch this space.
Wow, brilliant. Lindsay Bell, who's from Brightlingsea. 298 days of walking around the British coastline, including the estuaries, 6,100 or 7,178 miles. A lot of miles.
BBC Essex.